Hello and welcome to Five for the Day. Many years ago, a man by the name of Louis Armstrong had a hit with the song What a Wonderful World. The song became very popular at the time. It reflected on the good things that can be seen in the world in which we live. I must say that I have had the privilege of visiting some places of absolute stunning scenery, both at home and abroad. In fact, last November, my wife and I celebrated our Ruby wedding anniversary. I can't believe that she's managed to put up with me for 40 years. To celebrate the occasion, I booked a short break in the Highlands of Scotland. The scenery was breathtaking, particularly on the day we visited Fort William, nestled at the foot of Ben Nevis. On the way there, our coach driver, whilst driving down this mountain road to a place called Glencoe, asked if he could play a music CD that was about events that took place many years ago in Glencoe. I don't know who was singing the song, but the words of the chorus went something like, "Cruel is the snow that sweeps down Glencoe and covers the body of MacDonald." When the song finished, the driver went on to explain the story behind the song. In early February 1692, a detachment of troops from Fort William were sent to Glencoe under the pretense that they were en route to carry out orders of their commander, many miles from Glencoe. It was a cold and harsh winter, and snow covered the ground when they eventually arrived at Glencoe. They were met by the chief of the MacDonald clan, who offered the cold troops warmth and food, which was in keeping with traditional clan hospitality. The officer in charge asked if they could shelter in the homes of the MacDonald clan until the snow cleared, making the mountain passes passable so that they could continue on with their journey. The hospitality was extended, and on the night of the 13th of February 1692, the troops got up from their beds in the middle of the night and slaughtered their hosts, while many were asleep in their beds. Some managed to flee to the mountains, only to freeze to death in the icy conditions. A few managed to reach safety and tell of what happened. That night, along with the head of the clan, 38 members of the MacDonalds were slaughtered. I remember looking around at the stunning scenery, thinking, how on earth could such cruelty and bloodshed take place in such peaceful and beautiful surroundings? I can remember having similar thoughts years ago whilst being a tourist in the beautiful island of Capri, just off Naples. Our guide took us near to a cliff top where at one time the Roman Emperor Tiberius had a holiday home. He showed us a particular point on the cliff where, for entertainment, Tiberius would have his guards throw prisoners off the edge of the cliff down to their deaths. Again, beautiful scenery, but gruesome scenes. Why is it that we can live in a beautiful world, witnessing spectacular scenery, but in the midst of that beauty, we can also witness scenes of cruelty and destruction? Well, the answer, I believe, can be found in the Bible. David, who wrote possibly one of the best-known passages in the Old Testament, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," also wrote in Psalm 51, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Well, I've never murdered anyone or thrown anybody over a cliff, but I am constantly made aware of the sinful nature that lies inherent within me. The Apostle Paul had this struggle or conflict with his sinful nature too. He wrote, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the standards of God." And he further wrote that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the Bible tells us that those who believe in the Christ of the cross and his resurrection have been given a wonderful hope that one day there will come a time when those believers will dwell in a place of spectacular beauty, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning, or crying or pain, for the old order of things will pass away. Can I take this opportunity to all your listeners? May God truly bless you and let his peace be upon you and encourage you with the hope of a brighter and better future. Thank you again for listening.